Good evening, everybody. This is Stephen Orfis. I'm the host of the Field of Dreams business podcast. We are at episode number 30 tonight. Very excited, ecstatic. We have Jen Gray. She is the CEO of the I'm Jen Gray Agency. She is a visionary entrepreneur, single mama of four, she put it. And she embarked on a transformative journey by betting on herself at the age of 40 and choosing to rebuild a life that she is proud of. So I heard this before too. 40 is the magic 30, and I'm 36, so I feel Jen on 40. Let's bring her on the show. We're going to bring some excitement tonight. She's got a lot of energy for you guys, and she's got some value bombs she's going to drop, so take notes. And Jen and I are working together on a business front to help scale her company, so excited to really get all of her thoughts on screen here and let her explain her journey to you and how she's overcome adversity in her life to better inscript her future, her kids' lives, and her entrepreneurial journey. So let's go ahead and bring Jen Gray on, and we'll get started. There she is. Welcome.
What's to up? Jen Gray. Hey, how are you? Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for coming on. We appreciate having you on tonight. We're excited for you to meet the Field of Dreams fans out there.
Yes.
So how are you feeling tonight?
So good. I am pumped. I am ready.
You told me backstage you were up since 5 a.m. So
that's right. Yeah. I'm
expecting the energy burst here.
Here we go. This is like the third wind, maybe fourth wind. I don't know.
We'll fall asleep on my show. You'll be the first. All right. Excellent. So Jen, great to have you on. Let's get right into it here. Tell my Field of Dreams fans one thing that they wouldn't normally know about you.
One thing. Now, if you do follow me, you would basically my whole life is on social, but there's a little you don't know. I am uber competitive. I love sports. I am a major Braves and Falcons fan. Like, I'm a Georgia girl through and through. I mean, I love to be disappointed by sports, I think. So we can do real good, and then we just crush it. But I played volleyball growing up, so I love sports in and out. But yeah, I'm a major Braves and Falcons fan. So that's a little bit about me.
That's awesome. Yeah, and I saw you had your son in the batting cage the other day. You got me pumped up for baseball. Yeah. My season starts in a few weeks, and I coach for many years. So,
oh, nice!
Watching your son swing the bat in there—that was exciting.
Yes, tonight was the first official practice for spring season, so it is here. We're ready. It's
cool. Yeah. Baseball is here, man. Yep. February gets exciting for ball. March is off, so very cool. So, Jen, let's go into it a little bit. Tell us a little bit about the Genuine with Jen podcast. So, how'd you fall into it? I know how I fell into mine, but I want to hear your story on what the heck made you get behind screen and start a podcast when others get really scared and aren't willing to take the jump, but you did.
Yeah, I love this question. Thank you so much. I'm still a podcast newbie. So I am only on episode, I think I'm on 14. So I started last fall, and I know that my life, and you guys know as you're listening, right? The hard things of your life, when you believe what Tony Robbins says, that life happens for you and not to you, right? Then you know that the hard things of life, it can be used to help other people. It can be a roadmap for someone else's life. And so I've always believed that. And just crazy journey of life, we all have it. Our journeys just look different, crazy, right? Yeah. But I wanted to add value. Last year was a rock bottom year of my life. It was a complete rebuild year. And so I'm like, you know what? I listen to a lot of really, really successful people's podcasts, right? Like, I love it. I love the energy I get from that. And I'm like, but what I'm going to do is I'm just going to start as a beginner and own that. Thank you, Mel Robbins, for reminding on her podcast last summer that just be a beginner. Don't try to expect to be chapter 20 when you're chapter one. And I'm going to walk my followers through my journey of rebuilding. And so my podcast is called Be Genuine with Jen. I believe our superpower as people is our authenticity. That if we just own who we are, then we connect in the most genuine ways. We help people in the most genuine ways. And so that's the whole premise. As a mom, as a business owner, as a podcaster, all the things I've learned, when you wear masks, then you look in the mirror and you're like, who the heck am I? And instead, like my bio said, I'm building a life that I'm proud of, right? That aligns with my core values and who I am. And yep. so I just jumped. I just literally with my phone, I don't have a microphone. I don't have a fancy setup. And I just go and I share my heart. And it's been a really, really cool journey so far.
That's amazing. Yeah, no, I'm really proud of you because a few of those episodes really got me fired up. And we talk backstage about our stories, but they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
But yeah, and it's not even the mask. I think it's just not living in your purpose too. There's a balance there. Mm-hmm. So just I love the way you bring the authenticity out and just be you every day. And that's stuff that I'm kind of coming into my own now too, is just be who you are and yeah. let people see the real you. And, you know, some are going to like you, some are going to hate you. And right. That's part of life, right? That's a social media world we live in. So
yeah. Yeah. Well, but, and it wasn't part of my life before, right? Like I was just like, I want to be liked by everybody. And instead you lose yourself. You literally give the microphone of your life to everybody else in your life instead of serving the people in your life, the true way to yourself. And that was a huge lesson for me to learn, is that my voice is valuable in my own life. Yes. And that, you know, versus it, I mean, I love living life for people, but you can't let them live their life in you. So that's Amen. A big shift.
Yeah, and I call it people pleasing, just batting your head against the wall and running yourself into the ground. And then you got God pleasing, where, you know, you're on a whole different divine journey. You're doing what you're supposed to be doing in the world. You feel it. You wake up, you know what you're doing. You know who you are.
Right.
So I just love those two comparisons. So thank you for expanding on that. So tell us a little bit more about your family, Jen. I know you have four children.
I 14, do.
7, 10, 8, 2 boys, 2 girls. I love even numbers.
So I know, right?
Tell us their names and tell us.
Totally. So I grew up with 2 sisters. So when I had my first son, I was like, what in the world do I do with this? But they it is so fun. I do have 2 boys, 2 girls, girl, boy, girl, boy. And then like, that's a wrap. But my oldest daughter is Addison. She plays viola. She's my musical genius. Then I have Camden, who is 11. He's one of my baseball boys. And then Rylan is my youngest daughter. She's 10. She's my little gymnast. And then Paxton is my 8-year-old Spitfire, baseball, football, all the things. So yes, they are so fun. They're at such fun ages. It is a whole lot. I'm trying to savor it. I know it's flying. I can't believe my oldest goes to high school this year, which is nuts. But yes, being a mom is truly the absolute greatest joy of my life.
Wow. Yeah. And I love how you showcase that every day, and you go to the gym with your kids. I mean,
you
create them in your life. And that's a goal of mine, to be able to be an entrepreneur, is to bring those kids with you and let them see what you're passionate about, how you can fit, you know, a good work-life balance, which is always challenging. Right. So you can make them part of it. So I love how you do that. Very cool. Tell us a little, let's dive into business a little bit now. We heard about your personal side. Tell us about the I'm Jen Gray agency. I love the I am there. So, you know, it's not cockiness, it's a confidence, which how you're really coming into your own. So tell us about the agency, how you got started, why benefits and helping business owners, and go into that.
Totally. So the fact that I'm in insurance, y'all, like, just that's another story in itself, right? Never in a million years did I think I would be on this journey. But quick backstory, I actually went to college, got a speech communications degree with a minor in youth ministry, because I knew I wanted to help high school girls. And that was my passion. I spoke on stages, I planned events, and I loved every bit of it. Then, unfortunately, I went through a divorce, and it shook up everything, including my career. And I was left with the thought of, I have a deep desire to add value to other people. I have a deep desire to come alongside others and to walk life with them, to journey with people. And I wasn't sure how that transitioned, right? Like, you don't just do that outside. I didn't know how that could be done outside of the context of a church job. And then I found this agency. I was actually in Texas for a couple of years and was introduced to this amazing agency that I teamed up with. And I was like, these are not insurance people. Like, these people are, I mean, what I stereotyped, okay? Yeah. And they were so genuine. They were so real. And they were incredibly successful. But in my mind, I thought, I thought success just looked different. I thought it was sterile and it was a lot like a lack of relationships. And this agency was so rich in relationships. I'm like, wow. And I saw in that moment the opportunity, because not only do I produce, so I do help entrepreneurs and business owners with health insurance, life insurance, and retirement, both group plans and individual plans, which I love. So just a little bit, even dive deeper into that. I love, like yourself, love the heart of a business owner. Yeah. I love the entrepreneurial spirit. And so I get to come alongside like-minded leaders and help them add value to their teams. Mm. So I get to edify them, cheer them on as leaders, and come in with a very tangible at value add as a financial coach for their teams. And I love it. And additionally, I get to hire agents. So I get to coach, I get to lead, and I get to help business owners. And so it's this whole ministry outside of the church thing that I didn't even know existed. And I don't think I'll ever do anything else. So.
For sure. Wow, that's amazing. I love how you laid up about that. That's how it should be. And I love what you said about that too, because I use construction too to coach, you know, some businesses and stuff as well. And create the strong partnership. So I understand how that works, and just glad you found your niche there, because I think it's powerful, you know, to tie into who you are as a person. So
it's everything, right? Because then that's why you wake up and you, because again, when you realize that we only get one life. Like, I think so many of us live like we get this extra life, you know, like this is just the dress rehearsal and we're waiting for, and the thing is, there's nothing to wait for. It's like, live your life to the fullest and live it to the what's most authentic to the purpose that you have. And when you know that God has created you on purpose for a purpose, then it's like every day you're like, I'm going to align my life with what lights me up, knowing that God is lighting me up in this area and use my gifts to, you know, to help people, even if it's in unconventional ways, like insurance or construction, right? Like, you know, the impact that you have on people in your industry is unreal because you're intentional about it being your purpose. And I think that's where the whole shift changes for sure.
Amen to that. Yep. No, for sure. And tell us, you know, who was kind of your biggest mentor in the insurance industry? Who's been a big... You know, whether it's personal and professional.
This is a great question. So on top of me doing insurance, I also lead my business and do business completely different. I do everything through networking and mainly through social media. So I'm big time on social media and I build my brand and build my business through there. And so with that, my greatest mentor in life was Jessie Lee Ward. If you're not familiar with her, she actually was a big time business coach. She was actually in the network marketing space. And so even though it's a completely different industry, she served social media brand builders of all companies. And I've followed her for years and actually had the privilege of being coached by her for the end of 2022 through most of 2023. And then at the age of 34 in September of last year, she died from a very, very, very aggressive form of colon cancer. And so a part of like the wreckage of 2023, I learned so much from her. Like, my belief in myself as a business builder, even as a completely different industry, the way that she shaped how big you can dream and the scarcity that we have around money and the scarcity we have around abundance and what can be out there. I mean, from mindset to business. So everything that I do on social, I followed her plans. I followed her coaching. And so although she was in insurance world, by far, she has been the greatest business mentor in my life. And it is an honor to carry her legacy as she added value to millions. And she's a special, special person. I'm so thankful I was alive when she was. So
it's so fantastic. Yeah. And I love what you said. Even I go to network marketing conferences all the time because they're just a different type of animal and person, and it relates to any type of business that you're in. So, you know, I met some of the biggest contacts at those conferences and really benefited my business as well. So thank you for sharing that. And I think just not judging people or not judging the industry by its cover, because you have so much value and how you can translate it into your everyday, you know, to be better. So excellent. So tell us, I think of two words when I think of you. It's one, momentum, and number two is reinvention. So tell us why reinvention is so important. Cause I know you were just like me in 2023, hit rock bottom, had to completely reinvent yourself, mm-hmm. go on the Ferris wheel and rebuild your life. Yep. One ride at a time. What was it? Why is reinvention so important? And how do you find that passion to be able to reinvent yourself?
Ooh, that is a loaded question. It spans from, I told you I'm open book, spans from personal to business. So I had a relationship that ended in March of 2023 and there was a business partner, all the things. And I had to start over. I had to figure that out and I had to take one step at a time. And I'll just say, if any one of you guys are in a season of reinvention, I will say what allowed me to take one foot in front of the other was getting up and having a morning routine. Because when you're in a rock bottom, there's so much out of your control. And so just daily, I had to start my day with, I worked out, I read, I prayed, I meditated, I did all these things every single morning to give myself some stability. And so my reinvention came after the explosion of my life. But I think there's a powerful thing when our life explodes, because we get to choose what pieces come back together and which pieces were no longer serve us and aren't who we are. And so it's a beautiful reckoning when that happens. And that's ultimately what happened to me of 2023. Although it was a season of wreckage, it was also of deep healing and reconciliation and restored relationships with, you know, with all different realms of my life. And so it was a season of humility, but it was also a season of peace in the midst of an insane storm, knowing that I was actually on the right path by the explosion that happened in my life and trusting that everything that I was stepping forward in was going to be what honored me as a person and my passion and my purpose. And if it didn't fit, I wasn't stepping a foot forward. And to go into that confidence, which is why that I'm Jen Gray, because it's a pride in that, right? I know I'm going to help you. I'm going to serve you. I'm coming with a force and a momentum. I love that you said that, because that's like the prayer of my life is like, you know, just build it, just build it, just build the momentum, right? Like after
build it, they will come. Yeah. That's what
exactly
of the dream. So
yeah.
And just, I would say Joshua 1:9, be strong and courageous, for the Lord your God is with you. Yeah. And that was a quote that stuck with me. I was in, so same like you, completely rerouted back into my high school bedroom with my parents, just from a divorce, and literally had nothing and down to the roots. And I love what you said about the morning routine, because I was looking for something to grab onto and I had nothing. And that morning routine was like the bicycle pedals and the handlebars to be able to give you enough confidence to get through your day. And then I'll add another piece to that, which I know you do as well, is the evening routine. So that's the chain of the bike, be able to keep it going, and putting the morning and the evening together to at least give you a sandwich to try to get that day together. And those two things gave me clarity. And then I was able to gain some momentum, like we were just talking about, of rebuilding your life. But that morning and that evening is so important. So I love that you said that.
Oh yeah, that absolutely, it kept me sane in a sense, you know, because when you are in that season and when you're trying to figure out, and that's why I love that you even mentioned evening routine. So I was actually in a call with Joe, I don't know if it was Vitali, he's from The Secret. He was on a coaching call I was on and was talking about the importance of like a nightly debrief with yourself and getting still and getting quiet. Yeah. And so that's actually a new discipline in my life, because I did realize that once I hit the ground running in the mornings, I was just running until I crashed in the bed and it was like, get up and go. But I was missing that time of just being still and giving myself that creative flow of, you know, checking and saying, okay, am I still, you know, am I pedaling in the wrong direction? You know, am I innovating in the right way? And allowing myself to grow and to have those moments. And so now that's been a huge part, is debrief, looking over what happened in my day, you know, making sure there's nothing undone, because I hate going to bed with things undone. Just wrap it up so that tomorrow's a new day. And, but yes, you're absolutely right. The evening routine is just as important. And I'm a newer newbie to the evening routine, but I can already see it's been
such a difference.
Such a clarity giver.
I think when you're an A personality like me and you too, it's very hard to unwind because we're running like, you know, in multiple directions during the day. And like you said, you end up crashing and you got to be able to get back still again and get away from the madness. Because I had like crippling anxiety, you know, that I was fighting too after divorce. So you got to be able to find a way to get control of your body again and find a way. And I think even listening to meditation music, I drink a hot cup of lemon ginger tea before I go to bed. And then I take a hot shower because I got to relax my body, you know, in order to, from those endorphins all day from, you know, running, running crazy, which I think is a blessing from God that me and you have to be able to use our energy in a positive way. But there is a negative to it at the end of the night to be able to unwind yourself. So to be able to harness that. So I appreciate you saying that. Excellent. So yeah, momentum reinvention is Jen. Also go all in. I love that we talked about that backstage. Why is it important to go all in, Jen?
You have to get to a point that you're willing to bet on yourself. And I think that this year for sure was a season where I'm like, I'm worth betting on. And so it goes back to a self-worth conversation, that's honestly, like that's the deep part. Right. And then once you get to that point and then you're like, I'm worth betting on. And then being worth betting on means that you're worth making yourself proud. You're worth actually sticking to what you say you're going to do and being a yes person. So when you say, I'm going to wake up at 5 a.m. and I'm going to work out, you know that you're going to do it because you know that you're a woman or a man of your word. Yes. And so many times we're like, I would never lie to other people, but we lie to ourselves all the time. And we don't keep our commitment. So what happens then when we set a goal? We literally have our subconscious mind behind us already talking ourselves out of it because we know we've failed the last five goals. Right. So one of the most powerful things we can do for ourselves is a confidence stack, which just simply means to set small goals and actually achieve them and do it every single day. And it affects your confidence. It affects your courage and it affects your ability to know that you are worth betting on, that you are worth going all in on. And so that became a workout for me. And then now, like, it's just what I do. And then it was reading 10 pages a day. Now it's just what I do. Right. And so there's things like that. And then there's like business, you know, DMO things that I can do throughout the day that are just things that I'm like, I'm going to get these done. Yeah. And Andy Frisella, he talks about like the win lose list.
Love Andy Frisella. Yep.
I'm uber competitive. So I'm like, okay, I will not go to bed a loser. Okay. So you just tell me how I can succeed in my day. And it's so simple. Right? It's like three things that you set out in the morning to do. And if you do them, you get to put a big old W at the top of your, wherever you keep your agenda. Or otherwise, if you don't, you put an L. And it's so small, but it's so big because then you remind yourself you're worth going all in on. Yeah. And so that's where I'm like, again, it's back to there's no time to play small. When you recognize this is one life we have to live, we don't get a second shot. And so it goes back into that. It's just go all in and see what you're capable of. Like, that's what's exciting. Like, what if you were consistent for 90 days? What would your life look like?
Yeah.
And just be so crazy that you're going to do it and find out. Like, there's only one way to find out.
Yeah.
And I actually went on a fitness journey 5 years ago. And that's what spurred that. It only took me 3 months to lose 60 pounds. I had no idea it would go that fast, but it just was proof that when you just set your heart out, it actually happens faster than you think it will.
That's amazing. Yeah. I did the same thing. I think it was 3 months. I lost about 60, I would say 40 pounds.
Nice.
So I know exactly what you mean. And I write those down in the morning too. Journaling has really helped me. And I think it could be as simple as just making the bed every day. I mean, I do that every morning and it's like, you got an automatic win. And then mine's like, make sure that the sink is clean at the end of the night. That's another win. You know what I mean? So you can have like three personal, three business goals. And
totally.
You know, it's just staying, I love what you said, you know, staying true to yourself. Cause I used to lie to myself and say, oh, I'm going to do this and never do it. And then you wonder why everything else is unraveling because can't tell somebody else what to do until you keep your word with yourself.
Right.
You know, and that was a big aha moment for me. And same thing. And I was so in and out all the time. But being an athlete, I learned that so early on. But you get away from it when you get thrown curveballs in life. So it's important to reroute, you know, kind of what you were just talking about. So that's fantastic. And doing things scared, Jen, why is that so important? And I know you're just a epitome of that. And same thing with me. But why is it important to other people viewing the show? And why should they do things that make them uncomfortable?
Oh, gosh, I love this. First of all, it kind of even goes back to the podcast conversation. Another element of that story was I was reading a book called The Reinvention Formula by Craig Siegel, which was a pivotal book for 2023 for me. And he had a chapter called Messy Action. And that was the whole part of it. It's just show up and just start. And that's actually, I read that on a Monday, and Tuesday I started my podcast. So Jesse Lee, my mentor, had already told me that was next on my agenda. And I heard Mel Robbins say I need to be a beginner. And I read this book and said, take messy action. I'm like, I know what I need to do scared, right? Yeah. I know that. Listen, y'all, if you go onto Apple Podcasts, people have 850,000, I don't even know the real number, choices, right? Yeah. And so you can let that keep you from starting one. Or you can say, I get to be one of the 850,000. I get to jump in there and I get to add value to anyone who will listen. And I think that's where my mindset had to shift in just knowing and trusting that if you're true to yourself and your motives are pure and you really genuinely want to add value to people, then you're just going to keep going. And you're just, when it's about somebody else, we just get this extra oomph in us when it has to do with other people. And that's really what it has been for me. If it was just for like, oh, I want to have like big, massive sports cars in my driveway, like there wouldn't be the passion. That doesn't excite me. That doesn't rev me up, right? It's about the impact. And so you've got to find out what makes you tick, what excites you, what like makes your eyes look like this, right? Like, what is it? And when you find it, then it's, again, you've got to do it scared, because guess what you're going to do? You're going to suck at first. And then what's going to happen is you're going to get a little bit good, and then you're going to get okay. And I talk to people all the time about social media. Going live is like the biggest fear. Like, I cannot go live. And I'm like, just do it. And I love it when people, they're like, okay, Jen, I'm going to go live. And they go live for like 28 seconds. And I'm like, that's awesome.
Yeah,
you did it. Next time, maybe it's 32 seconds, right? Mm. And so I think another quote that was really powerful for me, Jen Gottlieb talked about how we expect that we need to be like 100% sold out and belief in ourselves. And she's like, I don't think that's where you start. Like, really, you just need to get in a mindset where you're like at 51%.
Yeah.
You're like, I believe I can do this 51%.
Yeah.
And that commitment then creates the courage, which then gives you the credibility. And then you ultimately are going to create the confidence. And so you just keep showing up, and that 51 may turn to 62, and then it's going to turn to 78. Yeah. And the next thing you know, you're unstoppable, but you got to start at the 51 to watch yourself get into the 90s and the 100 when you're completely ready. So yeah, just jump. That is the biggest thing I could say. You are going to fall, and that's why your circle matters. So you can get picked back up and jump back in the arena. But listen, being in the arena is way better than being the sidelines any day. And so just get out there.
Yeah. I would say more faith, more love. That was something my service on Sunday, that I really took away. And you, it's okay to be at a level 4, and you want to go to level 10, like you were just saying, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, I relate it to baseball. You could be 3-for-10 at the plate and be an all-star. Mm-hmm. Fail 7 times, succeed 3 times.
Yep.
So that's what entrepreneurship is all about. That's what betting on yourself is all about. You're going to fail more than you succeed. And all of us have failures. Some of us are willing to share them with other people. Mm-hmm. Some of us are not. And me and you are willing to throw our life out there, which I think is commendable. But also we're just doing it to help other people, exactly what you said at the beginning. So I love that that's a big part of you, because you don't even realize how many people you're impacting, even by this episode right here. So I can't wait to share this when we're done. Very cool. So give us a severe high you know, maybe after one of the lowest moments, what was your next big high that you were just like, hey, I'm Jen Gray, I can do this. Like, I'm actually, I see the light at the end of the tunnel. What was that moment in your life after struggle that you just bet on yourself?
Great question. I think for me, it has been, I was known in my community as the high school girl, like, leader. And so stepping into the business side and showing up these networking meetings and believing in myself that I belonged there. And I showed up scared a lot of weeks, like, which one of these doesn't belong? Okay, like fish out of water. And to be able to step into that and to be able to have these one-on-one meetings with CEOs and share how I can add value to them, that is a whole different level that I never dreamed of like 5 years ago. Like, I didn't have the belief in myself to think I could sit at that table. And sure. So I think the biggest high for me has been to step into an awareness that, again, I'm not going to be for everybody, but whoever I am for, I'm going to be all in for. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to show up and show up and show up. And if it's a no, it's a no, but I'm going to keep showing up. But I think sitting at tables I never would have imagined that I ever could have been at was probably one of the biggest wins. And being known as like a household name in our group as someone who builds and helps and is a mindset coach and all of the things that I do, even on social and through my podcast, has been, it's been unreal. And it's been crazy the short time that it's taken, but that's consistency. And yep. So just keep showing up scared. And again, the confidence builds. But yeah, I would say that's probably my biggest wins.
That's fantastic. Yeah, I mean, for me, I got dropped off at Morgan Stanley in New York City in the financial district, and I was told to go get an IT recruiting job order. And that moment in time, I knew I was tested. And mm-hmm. 2 weeks later, I came back with a job order and kind of sat in the offices with all this, the executive directors and the CEOs and the high-level people at Morgan Stanley. I knew nothing about IT recruiting. But at that moment in time, I knew God gave me a gift of relationship building. And from that point on, I skyrocketed because I knew I could be in a room with anybody and use my skill set to help them. Exactly what you said. It's not about us, but it's about providing value for people that you're coming across. So that's great that you shared that, because people, sometimes you got to feel that, you know, and you got to celebrate those wins. I used to celebrate those little wins on the way home, like on the train and whatever it is, buy yourself a cookie and just like, I used to love the chocolate chip cookies in Grand Central, but you know, the fresh ones, or bringing home an Italian stack of bread for my family. But literally just like sitting back and just unwinding and putting your feet up and be like, I just did that, you know, like, yep. So it's so important in your journey, because you got to be your biggest cheerleader. And I know you are now, Jen, of you. And I just love to watch it, because that's where a lot of people fail, because they're looking at other people to cheer them on. And then when hard times hit, I hate to say it, most of those people are not going to be there. And it's you and a higher power, if that's what you believe, but it's literally just you. So you got to gain that confidence in yourself to overcome that adversity. And I love watching that happen in your life. So really cool. So give us, because we have these moments. Well, give me you don't have to get too in depth, but low of the low, like literally where just in tears or just rock bottom, that feeling, or doesn't even have to be the where you were, but that emotion of you realize you were on the floor, you know, low of the low and nowhere lower to go. What was that for you?
We'll just go right to it. It would have been last year. I was essentially, we'll just get real vulnerable. Essentially, I was homeless with $18 in my pocket. Uh-huh. And I, when I say I had to rebuild, I had to completely rebuild from the bottom. And I was essentially a stranger, even in my own hometown. And that's when I had to rebuild everything, relationships, my business and all of that. And so I had to bet on myself, and I got really, really gut level honest with myself and said, is this the path I want to keep going? And I had great mentors saying, you have a gift, just don't give up, just don't give up. Yeah. And there are so many times that voice in my head was saying, just don't give up, just keep putting one foot in front of the other. And it may have been a half an inch, you know, but it was just 1 foot in front of the other. And, but even in that, I had so much peace that it was going to be okay. And you just keep moving. You just keep doing that. And you just keep making decisions that are in line with who you are. And it's why genuine is such a huge word for my life, because I know what it's like to not live in the genuine Jen version.
Yeah.
And I also know what it's like to right now be the most genuine version of myself and the freedom that that has. And people see that. People are like, you have a glow. And I'm like, it's just life. Like it's so many things, but
yeah.
If you would have told me that I was going to go to the low that I did, I would have thought you were crazy. But it's all, you know, and everything isn't roses and rainbows, but it's all okay. It's all a part of the learning. And I think that's, again, why I quoted at the very beginning of this conversation that life happens for you and not to you. Mm. And remembering that constantly, that I was not abandoned in that low moment. I was being sharpened. I was being tested. I was growing as a person, and I have strength that I would have never gained otherwise. I have perspective. I have empathy that I never, ever in my whole life would have gained if I didn't go through what I did. And so I can love people better because of me being in that situation with $18 in my account. Mm. And that's what I go back to, that no, I'm not on some pedestal anywhere. Like I get it. And to be able to connect with people and give them the hope that if I can do it, they can do it. And that's what I love. I'm like, there's no special sauce other than maybe some insanity and a little bit of belief and, you know, a lot of caffeine, but other than that, you know, so that's what it was. I mean, that was my lowest of low, you know, and there's been a couple. That was the most recent. That's what caused my most recent reinvention. But you know, and I thought in 2019 in my divorce, that was my, you know, the big blow up and loss of, you know, of what I knew. But, it's just like every time you come out on the other side, if you have the right mindset, you can come out on the other side.
It is mindset. Yep.
Strong. You, it's all in the mindset. You can never give in to the victim mentality. You can never. And if you go to the idea that I'm going to grow through everything, genuinely, I believe that your best days are always ahead, and you just keep moving forward and just keep focusing on growth and learning the lessons in the process. And, you know, it's not all pretty, but in the end, I'm like, it's going to make for a crazy story.
Well, first off, thank you for being so vulnerable, because I know
that's the first public sharing of all that part of my story.
Holy crap. I will just say $18, you were rich. I think I was fighting negatives at that point. So $18 was no, but same here. I mean, it just ingrains in you what's important in life, because I was so materialistic back then, because I was making such good money too, you know, making six figures and kind of the guy in my industry. But it really, when you get stripped down like that, God just humbles you and shows you with complete clarity of what's important in life. Mm-hmm. And I make way less now. I am so much more happier. And it just, money is just a tool, is the biggest thing that I got out of it. It's just a resource. Mm-hmm. And you can live in your why, live in your passion, and the money will follow. You know, if you're helping others achieve their field of dreams. That's why we're on this show right now. But I just appreciate you being vulnerable. And I was there, and I know the low of the low. And for me, it was when my ex-wife left with my children and I knew I was getting a divorce. That's when it really clicked in. And that broken family mentality destroyed me as an Italian man. But it's the mindset, you know, it's the mindset, and it needs to happen. And that's what gets you to focus and gain that clarity. So thank you for sharing that, because I know how hard that is.
Absolutely.
And there's no judgment on this show. So,
and I felt that. And again, that's the thing. If your mess can be used as a message for somebody else, then, you know, that's what it's here for. So again, that's, That's been my whole life, right? And it's good, and I'm still standing, and that's the fact, you know. And people go through way crazier things than I've been through, and I still feel like that the mentality is still the same. Like you can still stand strong.
You just brought. I mean, it's not about the material things; it's about the experiences in life, you know. And that was a good lesson, I think, both of us learned, and you know, just going about your way and your will and what you want out of life. So fantastic. And then tell us, you mentioned to me backstage, you have a nationwide book club, personal development mindset. I think you're the perfect person for this. Tell us a little bit about that program and what it's about.
Yes. So I am starting 2/21/24. It's a book club with Jen, and we are going through, we're diving through personal development, mindset books. It doesn't matter what industry you're in. If you have a heart to learn and you want to be a part of an interactive community, we'll have a Facebook group, and we'll go on Zoom once a week. And I'm really, really excited. The first book was actually the very first personal development book I ever wrote. I didn't write it. I read it. And it literally changed everything about my thinking. And it's the magic of thinking big. So that's how we're kicking it off, going old school OG, with the magic of thinking big. But absolutely make sure you guys follow me, you know, on social, and would love to get you guys connected to that, and would love for you guys to be a part.
That's so exciting. Yeah, no, I'm glad you're doing that. And I actually just rolled out I'm doing my Field of Dreams Business Academy at a cigar shop.
I saw that. That's so cool.
I'm excited because you just motivated to get people together and gather. And our life group in church has been really taking off. And when you gather people that truly want to get better in life, it's such a powerful thing. Yep. And we all learn from each other, and we all learn from each other's struggles, which I really appreciate. So I'm so glad you're doing the book club. I'm doing the cigar club. So when you come back to Fort Worth, which you're gonna,
gotta come back.
I'm going on a Wednesday for sure.
For sure.
Very cool. And do you have any aspirations of writing your own book or doing any?
Absolutely. I've journaled the journey, so I hope one day that would be an ultimate dream to get to publish it. So yeah, would love to
take that out. Put it on your vision board, Jen. It's gonna happen. So, all right. So as we wrap up here, I'm gonna bring you in close. I forgot to tell you backstage. But you're going to give your last entrepreneurial message to the audience here of words of wisdom or going after your Field of Dreams in life. What can you tell my Field of Dreams fans here?
Let's just wrap up everything that I've said tonight. First of all, is be committed that you're worth betting on. Be committed that your future is worth being bright. That success isn't just for everybody else, it's for you too. And so get really, really honest with yourself on what that looks like and just start. And just know that the main part, and I love this, Jesse Lee always talked about, you know, you can find a bunch of different successful people around the world, but be really, really, really vigilant about making sure it's the type of success that you're looking for, making sure that it's the type of leader that aligns with your core values. Like for me, my values are passion, empathy, and kindness. And I am all about, I want people who genuinely love people. Life is too short to be aligned with people who are fake. You've got to know who you are and where you're headed and get aligned with the right people and just jump, jump.
Powerful. Yes. Amazing. 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 And I love it. You said redo. I literally redid my whole network. So just reviving, revamping, and getting people around you that want to win, positive mindset, love people. So you said it, Jen. Thank you for those words of wisdom, those value bombs. I hope people wrote those down and we can share them after the episode as well underneath in the comments. So last but not least, Jen, tell us where people can find you and how they can connect with you. I want my audience to reach out to you. So what's the best way of finding you?
Absolutely. So I'm on all the platforms. It's at I'm Jen Gray on Instagram, TikTok, all the places. And then I'm on LinkedIn, Jen Gray, of course, Facebook. And then my podcast is Be Genuine with Jen. And it's wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, all the places. So I would definitely love for you to check it out. If you have find value, drop a review and a comment. That would mean the world to me. So yeah, definitely please connect. I love making social media personal. So please send me a message. I'd love to hop on a Zoom and get to know you guys and connect with like-minded people. And Stephen, seriously, thank you so much for the privilege to join here and for sharing your people with me. I appreciate that. And I definitely don't take that for granted.
No, thank you, Jen. And I would just say to the audience here, you know, be intentional about who you want to meet. So Jen and I were on a random Zoom call with Coach Michael Bird and Craig Siegel and just connected over business. And now we're kind of working together and she's doing her podcast. I'm doing mine. And we're just looking for opportunities for each other to prosper. So find your people, reach out, ask for help and, connect with people because you never know who you're going to meet and the opportunities that sit on the other side of the screen. So I just wanted to mention that. So Jen, thank you so much for just being on the show and being who you are, inspiring. And, we're all going to be rooting for you and we're going to check back in 3 months and make sure you're getting your W's on your
paper. Let's go.
No, we want no L's on that paper.
That's right.
But thank you for coming on. Stay in touch. And we look forward to having you again.
Awesome. Thank you again.
All right. Have a great night. All right, guys. So that was episode number 30 with Jen Gray with the I'm Jen Gray Agency. Hope you guys got some value out of that. She did say y'all, so she's been to Fort Worth before. So she gave away her Texas take here that she's been here before. But she is from ATL. Hope you got some value bombs. And be sure to tune in for episode 31. Got some more great guests coming on. And we're going to keep going with the Field of Dreams. Exactly what Jen said. Consistency, be living in your why, and just keep going. Keep going. Keep going. My dogs are a little tired behind me, so be consistent, keep moving forward, go after those Field of Dreams. So everybody have a great night. And thank you for joining with Business Coach SRO.